Now, the Aussie dollar has been in steep descent all week with no end in sight, and the markets appear to be taking the trade war between China and the US very seriously indeed. For a commodities-based economy, Australia is bound to get squeezed, and Roderick Chambers asked Joe Donaghy, senior analyst at currency trader World First, how this came about.
So the Aussie dollar's actually fallen to its lowest this year, down to that sort of, well, 73 cents mark at the minute. And it just doesn't see any signs of slowing up as people are piling out of the Aussie into safe haven assets such as gold and Swiss franc off the back of this Trump-China trade war, which it's just been lingering on. It just seems that they keep going back and forth with each other over over who's gonna offer the worst deal in the end of the day.
So has something kind of spooked the markets, or is this finally everyone losing faith that anything can be sort of fixed up?
It definitely has just been a roller coaster effect there, coming off the back, and it's all predominantly just to do with these this China trade war, and that's the. If we look at it, you know, the long and short of it, that's where we're at. From our perspective here, you know, when we look at these trade tensions between the US and China, and then we combine that with RBA's June meeting minutes the other day, which weren't as hawkish as investors would have liked, this Aussie dollar sell off is just not showing any signs of slowing down, and US and China both set to impose a 25% tariff on roughly $34 billion worth of goods by July 6th. So since the beginning of the year now, the Aussie dollar has actually fallen 5.4% against the US and 3.4% against the British pound as well. So all a bit of doom and gloom for the Aussie at the minute.
Yeah, but although against the pound, it's not quite so bad this week, is it?
Well, it's actually the pound has really rallied this week.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, so pound to Aussie is now at 1.78551 as we speak. And this happened overnight and has been pushed up throughout today because Theresa May actually got a very big win with the Brexit vote actually going through. So this was actually tipped by a lot of investors that this wouldn't go through, and it was going to be a large loss for Theresa May. But after a few compromises, the opposition has faded away and the government won by a vote of 319 to 303 there.
Yeah, well, she's slipped through on that. But also, I think Malcolm Turnbull has had a bit of luck today as well, getting his tax package through. And with the combined, I was just wondering, with the ABS indicators have showed that wages and salaries are also holding up for the year, and retail sales aren't doing too badly. Should these things perhaps give us a bit of a backstop for the Aussie dollar?
Well, it's funny because, like you said there, the macroeconomic data out of Australia has not been too bad. Retail sales have been okay, but this is all just driven by political movements overseas. So it's the investors and the markets, rather, aren't really paying too much attention to the local data coming out and the local news. It's more driven by political events, the US-China trade war, Brexit, the election in Italy as well. So when we talk about figures of the Aussie dollar, we've averaged 77.5151 cents this year. But the last three-year average was actually at 76.18. Pushed up, back in 2010, 2011, when we were at parity with the USD. I look forward now and say that unless there's going to be a big move in interest rates out of Australia, or if they look like they may be pushing up interest rates early next year, you're sort of now looking towards the 70-cent mark and below, unfortunately, which is what a few banks predicted at the start of the year.
Joe Donaghy from World First there, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.